Five Things I Can Sacrifice for Krishna, by Krishna's Mercy.
शुभाशुभ फ्लैरेवम मोक्ष से कर्म बंधने संन्यास योग युक्तात्मा विमुक्तो मामुपैशसी.
Quote, in this way you will be freed from all reactions to good and evil deeds, and by this principle of renunciation you will be liberated and come to me. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.28.
1. Free will.
If you think about it, a person has the choice to do anything. They don't have to necessarily go to school. They don't have to follow what others are doing. You could offer two people the same valuable advice, but only one person follows it. This is a great gift, if you ask me. The question is how to make use of this free will. In what manner will the exercise yield the highest benefit? What choices do I need to make moving forward?
2. Intelligence.
Every person has intelligence. No matter what some standardized test says, what number the computer spits out, everyone is amazing in their own way. There is a genius inside of them. Perhaps I can solve complex math equations with little effort. My neighbor can build a house from scratch. My friend's wife can paint a scene by looking at it. That child picked up a guitar and learned how to play without being taught.
3. Assets.
We have some reserves. We are keeping a fund for emergency purposes. There is a separate allocation for discretionary purposes. Perhaps we need a new car. Maybe we can get the basement redone. We might want to move to a lower cost of living area. We might even consider donating to a worthy cause.
4. Time.
People don't realize it, but they have so much free time. They think they are saddled by work responsibilities, but there are many hours spent doing nothing. That is why they can scroll on their smartphone for hours and hours. What is the best way to use that time?
5. Energy.
I have energy. I know this based on past accomplishments. I was able to see important projects to the finish line. I worked hard. I was tired for a while, but I went right back at it the next day. Coupled with time, this energy is quite valuable. I want to find the best way to use it.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada recommends sacrificing the above for Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sacrifice in this sense does not mean to remove. It does not require trading for something of equal or lesser value. It is not actually losing the ability. Rather, the gifts should be utilized for the favor of Sri Krishna. The results from the utilization, the fruits of the labor, if you will, shall be sacrificed for the highest cause. Krishna is the cause of all causes, Sarvakaranakaranam. If we sacrifice for anyone else, we have the potential to lose. I do everything for my boss. I am a loyal soldier in the army. I could have gone to some other place to make more money, but I put a higher value on loyalty. In the end, the boss conned me. They were taking advantage of me. Only they reaped the benefits of the exercise of my ability. I got nothing out of the deal. I lost so much valuable time in the process. For the cause of Sri Krishna, there is no loss. There is no diminution in the reserve. There are only accumulating assets. There is no debit or dwindling balance based on time spent in a particular phase.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Na me dveshyosti na priya. Ye bhajanti tu ma bhaktya. Mayi te teshu chape aham.
Quote, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.29.
As Krishna himself explains, he is always neutral towards the living entities. He does not favor one side or the other. But if someone happens to follow the path of devotion, Krishna becomes their friend. He favors them in a direct manner, providing oversight, interfering when necessary, and assuring a successful outcome to life. In closing, accumulating assets to grow, where expenditures to go, intelligence and also time, for the best use to find, for Krishna's favor dedicating, who neutral stance demonstrating, but for devotees as friend treating, all happiness in his interest meeting.